This story is White Owl Visits a Patient. The story comes from an encounter with a stranger during my work as a chaplain in a clinical setting. Her cancer is terminal, which means she is dying, but her treatments are working, which means she's not dying yet. She's living and she hopes for more life. And aren't we all living and dying at the same time? When the treatments stop working, her living life will shorten. It will have more definition and she will be actively dying, which is also a thing. But today she takes in the treatment that is keeping her alive, that is keeping her from the runway that we will all inevitably traverse. She hopes for a grandchild before she dies. She says she wants to tell her daughter to get on with it. She says this with urgency, hope, and a little frustration. She is brave and clear-headed that this cancer will take her life too soon, possibly before she gets to watch the grandchild she hopes for play in the sand on the beach that she took her children to, the same beach that she played on as a child. "I'm just sad," she says. I nod and I accept her words. I take them in. I offer her the Mary Oliver collection I carry. We've done this before. She cracks the book. I read the poem. Today, Mary offers her White Owl Flies Into and Out of a Field. She shuts her eyes while I read the poem. The owl descends and snatches its prey from a snow-covered field, carries it away, and Mary Oliver wonders if death might be like this, a moment surrendered to. In light, not darkness. A moment soft as feathers. A moment not without amazement, in which we might be carried through the translucence of mica to a clear river in which we are washed and washed out of our bones. This poem for this living woman.